St. Giles is a very interesting saint. He's, I believe, one of the 14 holy helpers, and he's a patron of that we pray to for making a good confession. And that's always a very important thing, and so always remember to invoke him for this intention. He was born to very noble and very rich parents, and when they died, he, in order to live a life of religious poverty, he gave away his very rich inheritance to the poor. And then when people had heard about this, they admired him for his virtue so much that he then did decide he would go into religious life. He would live the life of a hermit. Now, he was a great miracle worker. So before he left to become a hermit, he worked a few different miracles. One day in the church, there was a soul possessed by the devil. And by his own prayers, the devil left this person. On another occasion, there was a man who came across a very poisonous snake. And the snake began to wrap itself around the man and bit him. The man who was bitten was in his last agony that quickly, dying very quickly from this serpent. And the saint came and again prayed, and the man was healed right there on the spot. On another occasion, later on in his life, he actually raised a young man back from the dead. So he worked very many miracles. But in any case, when he left the world and went into solitude, he got on board a great ship and sailed off to France. And there was this terrible storm in the sea, and all it took was a single prayer from St. Giles, and the storm calmed, and the seas were at ease, and they continued their voyage. Well, he tried out a few different spots, locations where he would have his little hermitage. And finally, he decided he would live not on a river. He moved away from the river into the forest, deep into the forest in a certain diocese. While he was there, he, of course, spent all of his time in praying to God and doing other little penitential practices. Well, while he was there, he lived only on herbs and water, things like that. But there was this little deer that would come by. And you often see St. Giles, he's always depicted with a little deer. Well, the story behind it is this, that the deer was entranced by him. And so the deer would often visit him and provide St. Giles with some of its milk. The deer would come to be milked, and so God provided, through this deer, a little extra treat for our good saint's diet to keep him more healthy. So be a good boy and drink your milk, our Lord said. And so he did. And then after a while, the king's men came back, and you know how kings in those days, they always liked to make a big fuss about hunting. And that's what they did. So they hunted with foxes and hounds at the lead and several men along their sides until they chased their animal down. Well, they saw St. Giles' deer. They went after him. And the deer fled. And of course, you know where he fled. He ran straight to the cave to be with St. Giles, to be protected. Well, the king, they all surrounded the entrance to the cave. And one of the men let an arrow fly into the cave, hoping that it would scare the deer out. Well, in fact, the arrow actually hit St. Giles. And so he came out of the... No one came out of the cave, so the king and his men walked in, and they saw what they had done, that they had accidentally shot the man. And they said that the king was so impressed by St. Giles' virtue because he never complained. He never let out a sigh of pain, and he was not at all angry with the man who had shot him. So they began a conversation, And the king asked him, is there anything I can do for you? And he refused all sorts of services, but he did allow them to wrap him in bandages. And again, before the king left, he was a great gentleman. He asked, are you sure that there's nothing we can do? So St. Giles thought, go big or go home. So he asked the king, if you really want to do something for me, how about building a monastery here on this spot? And so the king said he would, and he kept to his word. He built a monastery, and several men came to live under the spiritual direction of St. Giles, and they lived under the rule of St. Benedict, I think it was. Well, they lived a very holy life, and on another occasion he was called to visit King Charles Martel. You remember him? He's a very famous general or fighter who had been victorious over the Muslim fleets. And he was having a problem of conscience. And he asked St. Giles to please come to visit him, to help him with it. So he did. And his advice was simple. Maybe this is also why he's a patron, St. Giles is a patron of a good confession. He just simply said, King, Your Highness, Your Royalty, you will never find peace until you confess this one sin. And he told him what the sin was. And so the king did confess it and found his peace of heart once more. And on his way home, that is when he raised the young man back to life. But then eventually he died at a very old age. Now I think the lesson from this story is this. It's a lesson that we can all and should all put into our daily life, especially in this age of technology. Our saint left the world completely to be in solitude so that he could pray and do penance. We don't have that luxury. As I said, we live in a day and age with much technology and we're always on the go. But somehow or another, you must, all of us, must find solitude. We must. And if you can find solitude in the middle of the busiest room as well. All you've got to do is remember God. Raise your heart and mind to God just for a moment and say a little prayer to Him, and then bring yourself back to your work. When you do get the chance, you should go to a private room and do your prayers, but that's not always possible. But you can calm down your passions and everything enough to say a little prayer. And why is it, finally, that it is so hard for us to pray and that we have so many distractions? Do you know the reason? It is because we have no quiet time. What I mean by that is quiet time in our hearts. We have so many attachments and so many worries and everything else. If we had less attachments, then we would have less things to preoccupy our minds and to be distracted by in our prayers. You uproot inordinate attachments by doing little tiny acts of mortification through the day. And you can find a million and one ways of doing that. If you mortify those passions, just ever so slightly, then you'll find that your prayer life becomes better and is filled with much less distractions. And you'll find peace of heart and a solitude to worship Almighty God. St. Giles, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.